Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 22, talking about Hanukkah lights. We're in the Hanukkah Gemara, so the Gemara mentions how the Hanukkah menorah should be placed within 10 tfachim the ground. It shouldn't be above 20 amos from the ground. Very famous halachas we know about. The Hanukkah menorah must be placed within a tefach of the door of one's home. We should put it in a place, if that's not possible, in Gullus or whatever, we should put it in a place that people could see it so that there's Parsumei Nisa. And then one cannot count money in front of the Hanukkah lights, bringing to mind the idea, the halacha, that we're not supposed to benefit to use it for other things from the Hanukkah lights. We're not supposed to use it, the lights themselves, to like read a book in front of or to count money we're about to mention. And even that's why we have the shamash a lot of times, to feel like we're using the shamash instead. But the Gemara talks about how we learned elsewhere that after slaughtering an animal, we should not cover the blood with his foot, as this is a disgrace to Hashem's mitzvos. Rather, he should use his hand with which he slaughtered the animal. Similarly, one should not count money by the light of the menorah, as he is disgracing Hashem's mitzvos. What we can learn here is, besides for the fact of the Hanukkah lights, when it comes time for Hanukkah, we should be careful not to use the lights for the wrong purposes and to only benefit them from the right way, but we should be careful with Hashem's mitzvos, whether it be the Hanukkah lights or Shabbos candles. We should benefit from them but not use them in the wrong way, like to read a book from, which would not be as appropriate as if we had lights set up from before Shabbos. And with all of Hashem's mitzvos, with the talis and the tefillin and tzitzis, we shouldn't disgrace them. We shouldn't walk around with broken tzitzis or strings that are frayed or strings that are cut off. Make sure that they're properly kempt. Also, our tefillin and our mezuzahs should be properly kempt. And again, we should check them every 3.5 years, twice in 7 years. Make sure to accurately, appropriately take care of the mitzvos that Hashem gives us, and not disgrace them, God forbid, in any way possible, but to make sure that they're properly cared for in all ways possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 23 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.